Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday the 11th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It's a long wait, so I have my knitting with me and I'll be occupying myself that way to try and stay off the phone.
Another day, another count, day four of election counting, and Gardaí launch formal murder inquiry following man's death in Finglas. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Sean Kelly has become the first MEP to cross the finish line in the European elections. His re-election was confirmed last night in the Ireland South constituency. Count Centre staff return for the fourth day at Nemo Rangers in Cork later this morning. News Talk Southern reporter Jamie O'Hara is there.
Veteran Sean Kelly was hoisted onto the shoulders of his family and colleagues to cheers of celebration following a mammoth day of counting at Nemo Rangers last night. Looking to today, it's expected Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher will be announced for another five-year term, followed by independent Clare TD Michael McNamara. Billy Kelleher's Fianna Fáil running mate Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú is in with a good chance of a seat, as is Green Party MEP Grace O'Sullivan and Independence for Change MEP Mick Wallace.
Broadcaster Niall Boylan has given himself every chance of winning a seat in the European Parliament. It's after transfers propelled him right into the mix in the Dublin constituency. Andrew Louth is at the RDS.
The 13th count proved lucky for Niall Boylan, who moved himself up to third place in the poll, having started the day in sixth. He overtook Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan. However, her running mate Dahi Doolan was eliminated at the end of that count, so his transfers should move her back into that position. They're ahead of Ciarán Cuff of the Green Party and Éan O'Riordan of Labour, but only just. Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews and Fine Gael's Regina Doherty still lead the way, but both are about 11,000 to 12,000 shy of the quota, with eliminations to come from the likes of Breed Smith of People Before Profit and Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats and possibly the outgoing MEP Claire Daly. There is still plenty of movement to come ahead of the count resuming at 10 o'clock this morning. Andrew Loud at the RDS.
The Limerick mayoral count enters its second day. Independent John Moran is still ahead with counting due to resume at 9:30. Ellen Butler has the latest from Limerick Racecourse.
After a slow start yesterday, counting at Limerick Racecourse continued until almost midnight. Eight counts were completed, whittling 15 candidates down to 5 in the race to win this first-of-its-kind election. John Moran has pulled well ahead with 19,719 votes. Fellow independent Helen O'Donnell is back on almost 14,300, but is holding her ground in second place at the moment. Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan will be hoping to pass her out later today by picking up transfers. Counting resumes at 9:30 this morning, but with plenty of votes yet to be distributed, it's set to be another long day. Ellen Butler, Limerick.
Fine Gael are set to take two seats in the Midlands Northwest European constituency. Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh got over 145,000 first preference votes between them, while Sinn Féin is facing the prospect of having no sitting MEP in the constituency. Luke Ming Flanagan topped the poll. He's closely followed by Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan, while Kieran Mullooly is in pole position to take the fifth and final seat. The fourth count gets underway in Castlebar at 10 a.m. this morning. Maria Walsh says Fine Gael have done better than they could have expected.
Nina, while she hasn't been in politics, has had her own incredible career, and like me 5 years ago, wants to put her shoulders to the wheel to politics. So for us, considering we were geographically placed, we had a very, very strong strategy in place of, with the fact that we've grown to 5 seats. You know, there is that strong chance that Fine Gael will return 2 women.
To other news now, and Gardaí have launched a formal murder inquiry following the death of a man in Finglas in Dublin at the weekend. No arrests have been made yet. The investigation is ongoing. Tina Gates has the latest.
34-year-old Mark Carroll was found with serious injuries in the early hours of Sunday morning following reports of a stabbing at a house in the Scribblestown area. He was later pronounced dead at Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown. A post-mortem has been completed, but Gardaí say the results are not being released for operational reasons. An incident room has been set up at Finglas Garda station, and Gardaí are asking anyone with information to come forward.
72% of carers say they've never received respite, and 69% report finding it hard to make ends meet. That's among the findings of the State of Caring survey compiled by Family Carers Ireland. It questioned 2,000 carers. Catherine Cox from the organisation says carers are being systematically let down by the system.
We are calling on government to ensure that they adequately support family carers to provide the level of care that they are providing. So we need services, we need financial supports, and we need them to tackle the housing crisis, particularly in relation to family carers.
The jury in Hunter Biden's trial has begun its deliberations. The US president's son is accused of not disclosing a crack cocaine addiction when completing forms to buy a gun. He's pleaded not guilty to charges of illegally possessing a revolver. In entertainment news, there's going to be a sequel to the movie Practical Magic, which starred Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock over 25 years ago. Warner Brothers has announced it's in development and coming soon. Both stars are expected to produce it. The 1998 film is about two sisters who use their magic to attempt to break their family's curse. And in sport, in athletics, Rashida Adeleke shaved 1/13 of a second off her own national best as she claimed European 400-metre silver last night. The Talis sprinter was just 0.09 of a second behind gold medal winner Natalia Kaczmarek in a thrilling final, and Charlene Maudsley had to settle for 8th position in the race. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.